The end of this school year marks the last time students in Michigan can get kicked out of school for seemingly minor offenses. Michigan has one of the harshest school discipline laws in the country, what's called zero tolerance. The tough-on-discipline trend was big in the late 90s, but many states have since gotten rid of those policies. And starting this fall, Michigan will too. Michigan Radio's Jennifer Guerra reports.
When Gabby Collins started school last fall, she had a really good feeling about eighth grade.
I thought this would be my year when I changed and be all good, because last year I did get in a lot of trouble, and I thought this year would be my year when I just don't get no trouble.
And things started off great. Gabby, who has a learning disability and behavior issues, often struggles in school. But Gabby's mom, Dion Collins, says Gabby was turning things around at the beginning of eighth grade. Her grades were improving, and so was her behavior, thanks to a lot of hard work at home and some outside counseling.
She was getting positive reports from teachers. The assistant principal even called me because he was just really impressed on seeing her positive leadership this year.
But all that changed in December. Gabby says she and her friends were playing around after lunch one day, and one of them had an empty plastic water bottle. They were throwing it at each other for fun. Gabby says when she tried to throw it down the hall at some boys, she accidentally hit a teacher instead on the head.
So then that's why I got expelled for that.
She got kicked out of school, expelled, for 180 days, for accidentally hitting a teacher with a plastic water bottle. Gabby goes to school in the Romulus School District, and they did not want to comment for this story. The district classified the water bottle incident as an assault on a teacher. And in Michigan, under zero tolerance, an assault on a teacher is an automatic 180-day expulsion, and you can't attend any other public school in the state.
That is just a ridiculous amount of time to have any student out of school. I mean, it's debilitating, and it's just the worst possible option.
Perry Stone Palmquist runs the Student Advocacy Center in Michigan. She has lobbied for years to get the state to drop its zero tolerance law. There's tons of research that shows zero tolerance laws disproportionately target students of color and students with disabilities like Gabby and can lead to more dropouts. So the Michigan legislature, in a rare show of bipartisan support, passed a new law that effectively gets rid of zero tolerance. It also includes something called, bear with me, a rebuttable presumption that basically says any suspension over 10 days is not justified unless proven otherwise. State Representative Adam Zemke is one of the bill's sponsors.
I cannot stress it enough that this higher bar that's in legislation, in order to ensure that the idea of a suspension or expulsion is not the default, that it is, in fact, the last resort. I think that's really going to be the largest driver of change.
Starting in the fall, the only thing that will automatically get you kicked out is if you bring a gun to school. And even that has a few caveats. For everything else, Perry Stone Palmquist says schools will have to take into account a number of factors.
Age, you know, disability. Was there an intent, you know, did someone get hurt? Was there an intent to hurt someone? Was there a threat? So there's seven factors that have to be considered now. And one of those is, what's the alternative that you considered?
Alternatives like conflict resolution or peer mediation, what are often called restorative justice practices. In other words, if a kid throws an empty plastic water bottle down the hall and accidentally hits a teacher, they might have to write a letter to their teacher and apologize, maybe do some community service. If they do get kicked out for longer than 10 days, the school will have to prove that they took all factors into consideration and that suspension or expulsion was being used as a last resort. I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.